Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Have you ever noticed as you drive to various towns in our area or perhaps various towns and cities across the nation how the amount of plantings, sculptures, perhaps park benches that are beautified that many towns and cities have added those kinds of things to their overall look and to their goals for making their areas, the downtowns as well as the neighborhoods in many areas, more welcoming and hopefully more enjoyable for most people. Why do I mention that? Well, today is the first day of 3 days of activities in downtown Atlantic to add some beauty to that area. Well, for some of you, you will recall in years past, and it's been going on for quite a few years, at a great gathering of folks downtown on the third Thursday at approximately 5 o'clock, and everybody got down on their knees cleaning out and planting some flowers. Well, as many things happen, times change how things are done. And last year in Atlantic, the adopt-a-bed theory was started, and that meant that stores, businesses, and organizations adopted the various beds along Chestnut and Walnut Streets to say, yes, we'll help take care of those. We'll try to do weeding. We'll perhaps help with planting, and we just want to keep it looking good. And another major thing is picking up the trash. That's always, in a way, surprises me, in a way doesn't, how much trash ends up in those all of those beds along the street. You know, people throw their gum wrappers, their cigarette packages, or some stuff just blows in from somewhere else and does not, of course, add to the overall great appearance. So that is a job that the Adopt-a-Bed partners do, is to keep them clean in that way. And then there are some helpers that work on it all year long, watering and helping to do some trimming and just overall keeping it clean. And we'll be talking about them later. But as I mentioned, today is the first part of 3 days. The partners got to choose a time that they would like to work in the bed that they have adopted along Chestnut or Walnut Street. So the first planting will begin at 1 o'clock today, carry on through this evening, and then tomorrow there will be more planting, and on Saturday a little bit more till all of, can you guess how many beds there are? Well, at least 40. And until you stop and count them, you're going, really? There's that many? Of course, we're counting the ones that face Chestnut Street, face Walnut Street, and those that are around the corner that usually are a little smaller beds. Another thing you may not have noticed, and may not be important to you, that every bed is a little different shape and a little different size. Kind of as you drive down the street, that's really not noticeable. But if you stop kind of and look at them as you walk down the street, you'll see that, yeah, a little different shape in the curve, a little, just various things. Some have big trees in them. Some have nothing in them. So that's hopefully, well, it is planned that that will change a bit. And the goal this year is to add more perennials. There will still be some annuals, but so each year it can be a little easier in terms of planting. So what's going to happen is that the partners, as I said, chose a time and they will be out there planting. And in most cases, there will be a master gardener sort of as a mentor to help them along. But this is not a master gardener project. This is a city project, and the funds come from the CPC fund. So you all have, if you pay any taxes, you have all helped to put this together because the funds come from CPC. Well, I want to mention, you, if you're very observant, you may have noticed that there have already been a few plants put in, and those are the hostas that Lori Reed, her husband, her son, and I planted the other night, and then it rained nicely, so I think they're doing pretty well. But those hostas were all donated by Sherry Burial and Margaret Slepsky. So that was a really nice bonus. Other plants, as I say, will be going in today or the next couple of days. So you'll have to kind of watch the progress. Then, of course, what happens is there is a sign that will be placed in each of the beds so that the partner, the adopt-a-bed partner, will get recognition for having accepted that kind of job. I want to go down the list, and I hope I don't forget anybody of those partners who are going to be working downtown in the next few days. So first one, as I said, some businesses, some organizations. Partnership for Progress, Tinderbox, and Cass County Democrats will be starting early this afternoon. Then the Ann Wickman Center, Sweet Joy Shop, Whitney Bank, and Cass Incorporated a little bit later. Then we'll add Midwest Dental Center. And about 5 o'clock, 5:30, we'll be having folks from the Otto Lawrence and Wiederstein Group, the Youth Professionals, Woodman of America, G&L Clovers. And so those should be the beds that are being worked on today. Tomorrow, planting will be done by Edward Jones, Atlantic News Telegraph, Royal Neighbors, Fastenal, Browns, and Rex Pharmacy. And then on Saturday, I think the only one working will be, again, Cass Incorporated has two beds, so they'll be back on Saturday to work on their beds. If you all have not been invited to come and dig in the soil a bit, help get those plants in the ground, and you would like to do that because it really is kind of fun. You know, you get to visit with the other folks that are working, and volunteers are welcome. We'll assign you to a bed. Lori Reed and I will be working downtown, and we certainly can find you a job. So it could be a fun project. Now, today it sounds like it's going to be a little chilly. You need to dress appropriately, but volunteers are still welcome to help make downtown Atlantic just a little nicer looking. And of course, if you have any suggestions, we're always open to those. Again, notice as you drive around the country that you're finding that there are many ways that towns and cities are doing some beautification. If you haven't been to Griswold lately, well, they've had a project going for a couple of years, right? As you drive through their main street, you'll see all of their roses and other shrubs and so on their corners. Cumberland has an area that they have worked on. Anita has some things they've worked on. So even our towns in Cass County that you might not think of as being a part of this whole beautification project, well, they're there, and local folks, local volunteers mostly, are doing that work. Another town that I'll mention is Winterset, because they have taken a little bit different look at theirs. Those hanging baskets, they have huge, beautiful hanging baskets. Now, how do you suppose those get watered? You know, you don't have an irrigation system in there. Well, they have, I think it's two couples, get on their golf carts with their tanks of water, and they have kind of hoses and ways that they can get up into those baskets. And on hot days, they go up and down the street twice a day to water those hanging baskets to keep them beautiful. Now, there's dedication for you. So it's important to them, obviously, how their town looks. So if you want to be a part of this particular project, you know, volunteer and come down today or tomorrow afternoon and say, I'd like to help. Also, if you're not in Atlantic, take a look at your own town. I'm guessing there are many towns that have projects that you could help with. And then take a look at your own neighborhood, whether that's in town or in the country. It seems to me that once the one person in a neighborhood starts to kind of clean up and make things beautiful, it just sort of spreads, and that's a good thing. So you can be a part of that movement right there in your own home. So that's kind of an update on what's happening with downtown beautification. And until next time, some people say downtown whatever downtown you have is everyone's neighborhood.